And welcome to our show, Geek Squared Podcast, where we talk about video games, comic books, TV, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. This week, we have Anthony.
Hi, everyone.
And Anna.
Hello.
And me, Abil.
Just Abil.
Yep. And you can help, you can contact us by emailing us at geeksquared@gmail.com or text us or call us by leaving a message at 801-896-GEEK or 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geekswired.
Hooray.
Yes.
You can listen to us there early.
If you subscribe, yes.
If you subscribe, or you can also message us on our Discord channel as well.
Well, you'll get access to the Discord channel.
Yeah. I don't know what episode number it is.
372.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Look at the recording number. If I forget to put it in the show notes, the recording number.
Okay. So it's 372, currently untitled.
Walmart in your home. That's it. That's the name.
I don't want Walmart in my home.
I don't want it in my home either.
Why is it in my home? Bill is typing furiously.
Yes. So, Walmart has home delivery.
Didn't they before?
Straight to your fridge.
I don't think I like.
If you let them in your house?
If you pay to let them in your house.
I don't think I like.
You pay them, they come in your house. So they work with, so they're supposed to, big old security checks behind all these people. They work with security company to get access to your stuff. They get a one-time code so they can get into your house. And unlike Amazon, if the camera's not working, the door doesn't unlock.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The door unlocked if the camera wasn't working on Amazon?
If the what would happen is they would be able to get access to the house.
Yeah.
And you cut, they would cut the internet, which means no camera feed.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Amazon was like, not our fault. Not our problem. And I'm like, might not be your fault. It's definitely your problem. Walmart decided to say, yeah, we're not going to let that happen. And you can have garage delivery if you want. You don't have to have just front door.
I guess if you're an older person, then this would be a good thing to have someone kind of deliver the food and be able to put it in your fridge for fresh food.
Well, it's not bad for busy. You're away, you're at work, you come home, you have groceries. You do groceries on demand. You only get what you need. Think about the, you would save throwing away groceries, throwing away all those fruits and vegetables.
Is it paid like for each trip, or is it paid for like a monthly subscription?
Yes.
Both ways?
Yes. So in-home memberships, the first month is free, and then it's $19.95 a month thereafter.
So.
And you also have to get the stuff installed, but it works with inside existing deadbolts.
Mistakes are made. I didn't wash my hands after eating those chips.
Aww.
And I rubbed my eyes.
For the listeners, he had wasabi chips.
I only had one.
Oh, he had a wasabi chip. Now his eyes dislike him and they want to jump.
They feel fresh.
They feel open.
No, actually, they feel closed because they keep blinking. So I'm not going to be able to read.
So you'll be able to also pull up your, you know, as soon as they get access, they get the order. They come up, ring doorbell, want access, and you get a notification on your phone. And you get to watch them.
Exciting.
I know. So do you know if it's set up as like an app, or is it set up a different way?
It's probably an app. It's probably through the Walmart app or the Walmart delivery app. Walmart is like as bad as Facebook. It has like a dozen apps. I don't know why. Actually, Facebook just put out a new one. Well, I shouldn't say probably didn't just put out, but I guess I decided to look at Facebook again. The apps. And there was, what, local or something like that? Which now you can just, instead, if you didn't want to download the Facebook app or play with the, you know, play within Facebook, you can just look at what's going on. It is called local. You can literally see what's going on around you.
Local events and everything.
As long as you post on Facebook.
Yeah, that's kind of intrusive still.
Well, you don't have to deal with Facebook as much. You just deal with the local events and things. Yeah. Yeah, but that's Facebook. Facebook is my apps. But Walmart. So like I said, this is probably one of their bajillion.
Is Walmart. It available here?
It is rolling out. So, no.
All right.
Yet.
Yet. No yet.
No yet. Oh, you also can have it. Yeah, so the garage also is still a garage fridge, by the way. So they wanted, they're reducing waste with yeah. plastic bags and all that. And they are.
They're reducing waste, but they're also producing more, not necessarily more waste, but.
What do you mean more waste?
Well, they're using fuel to deliver.
But instead of you using fuel to drive there and drive home, they're using fuel to drive to your house, to your neighbor's house, to your neighbor's house, to your neighbor's house.
That's assuming they were able to get into everybody, but yeah, I get it.
Like, yeah.
Potentially, it has the potential to be more efficient, but when it's first rolling out, it's not going to be. It's actually probably going to be worse because they're going to be coming in like vans and stuff or
depending
those
on
like trucks.
But that still could say because there is a delivery instead of this back and forth, it is a mass
yeah.
continuous.
Could be.
So that they were working with Level Lock.
What's that?
That's the locking mechanism that's inside that fits inside your lock, well, inside where your deadbolt is. The video looks like the August lock.
Oh, okay. No, it's the same concept, though.
Yeah.
The August lock, you basically take off the back of it, and you put the... Like, you know how when you change... Like, when not everybody's going to know this, but you know how when you change out a deadbolt, how the back piece kind of just slots in?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing with the August lock. You're putting in a different adapter. Like, they have multiple adapters for the different kinds of deadbolts. And then you just slot it in over the top. And then there's like these little clamps that just clamp down on it, and then you put the back plate on, and that's it. It's just on. So it lets you use any kind of deadbolt. Well, any kind of deadbolt that is like singular on its own. It won't work with like a. Like those big, like keypad style ones.
Yeah.
Where it takes up the whole place on the back. It won't work with those, but it'd work with any other kind of normal deadbolt for the most part.
So you ready to know where they're available at?
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Interesting.
Both states.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
And Kansas. Oh, yeah. And Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Vero Beach, Florida. They'll roll it up.
That makes
later.
Sense.
I'm supposed to have delivery just to my door, but no, half a mile away is too far.
You seem salty.
Just a bit.
Does Smith not do delivery?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know Fred Meyer doesn't here. Or like one of the only, like there's like five stores nationwide that Fred Meyer doesn't do home delivery. We're one of them.
Mm. At least I guess if I really want to plan it, I have free pickup. At Walmart. I think I still have two more free pickups through Kroger.
Yeah. I have three still. I'd never submitted it.
I tried one.
I've never used it before. Is it actually nice?
If you plan it out, it's not
yeah.
bad.
If you plan it out, you basically put everything in your cart that you want, like on your phone, like on the app. And then you say, Like or you online. Have to schedule it. Or you can do it online too. Then you have to schedule a pickup time. And then around that time, you just show up in your car and you go to the designated spot because they have spots dedicated for pickup. And then I think you either you do something. I'm not sure how you pick it up.
I'm not sure about Walmart's, but Fred Meyer's, you call a number.
Okay, so you have to call a number.
And you then say, I'm in spot number, whatever spot you're in.
And then they just come out with a cart and then start putting stuff in your car.
So the app is kind of mediocre because, you know, oh, there's coupons. Well, you have to kind of, you have to, see, it's like negotiating afterwards. Like, well, I paid for this. You haven't charged my card yet. Here's the coupons. Okay, you're going to go walk away now and you're going to come back and give me the new receipt.
Is that how the transaction works?
Yes,
or?
It is. It's kind of, it's not bad, but it's definitely annoying. Like, it's way more interaction than you would probably do by wandering through the store.
So they don't have, like, the Square, like, that they can plug in on a phone or, like, a mobile device to access and then be able to actually go through the process?
Oh, you go through the process, but... Oh, and you still have to talk to people. Like, they're still delivering to your car. But you have to talk to them to deal with the, you know, your receipt, your coupons, because the app didn't work. The website is supposedly better, but I admit if I'm ordering my groceries, I'm doing it through my phone.
Yeah, for the most part.
So no, social interaction.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
Yeah, you have to deal with the social interaction. And whereas if you just go and pick up your groceries, you can use the self-checkout. And unless you're using, if you don't have any coupons, then yeah, there's no social interaction. You're just done. Unless it's, you have a problem where it, you put the stuff in the bagging area and it still wants you to put the stuff in the bagging area. Or it claims that there's an unexpected item in the bagging area. Other than that, though, you don't have to talk to people.
Well, it's not even just the social interaction. It's also the, oh, it's like negotiating a price with somebody. It's like, all right, so this is what it said it was. Well, the ad says it's something else. Or I have this coupon. Now I get to, you're going to wander away. I get to sit here awkwardly with my stuff. And I want my money. I want my discount. And I'm just going to wait here while you wander in for 5 minutes and come back.
Yeah, that does not sound fun.
Yeah, that's where the human interaction isn't the terrible part. The terrible part is that, wait, I have my stuff, but I want my discount. Wait, is this 75 cents really worth this? Can I just drive away now?
Fair enough.
Yeah. That was the... Yeah.
Well, we got done with the Walmart part of it.
In your home.
In your home. Walmart in your home.
Yes.
Walmart to home. It's called to home, isn't it?
Yes. To
in home,
fridge.
It's in home.
In home. But to your fridge. And it is an app. It's the in-home app.
Wait, it's a separate app?
Like I said, Walmart has like a dozen apps. They're worse than Facebook.
That's interesting. Like... Because I have the main Walmart app, and it just has a bunch of services, like, inside of it.
Yeah.
I only have the one app.
You still... It's like Facebook. Your Facebook app does a lot of stuff. But there's these other apps that are specialty
apps. What else does Walmart have?
Walmart also has the grocery delivery app, the grocery pickup app, the grocery don't talk to a teller, just pick up, put stuff into your bag and then walk out the front door app.
But that's not built in the main Walmart app?
No, it's not. That's and it. Also, that you know, all of these apps don't work everywhere. It's like this one. You have to be in those cities.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the like scan in-store one kind of makes sense too, but...
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of hassle.
You also need lots of people at the front door.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a big box store. It's like, well, what... It says you bought. Let me look through your cart really quick. Okay, you're good to go.
Yeah.
It's usually the worst part on those big box stores.
Like, which ones?
Sam's Club, Costco.
And with Costco, what they do is, at least around here, they just look at the receipt, kind of glance at your cart, mark it with a marker, hand it back to you.
Okay, there's that. But... that line just to get out of
you're
the
right.
store.
You're
like,
right.
I paid for, again, I paid for my stuff. I can go away. Why can't I leave? I have my stuff. I paid for it. Why am I
another reason why I don't like going here. To Costco.
I have my stuff. I want to leave now with my stuff that I paid for.
It's my stuff and I want it now. Basically.
But this delivery, not a terrible idea. You could literally get daily deliveries to your house. Little bits of stuff. It would be less food waste.
How much is it per delivery?
However much it costs. How much you buy. Remember, it's $20 a month.
I don't remember that part. That might have been when I was gone.
$20 a month.
Cool. Yeah, I'd get it delivered once a week. Day. That's what I meant to say.
I feel like it'd be condiments and stuff. You wouldn't.
No, but like.
Meats. Or just meats. Little bits of meats, little bits of vegetables, fruits.
Like, I want some chicken today.
It's kind of like those make it home box deliveries.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, I think.
I don't know. I still feel uncomfortable with having Walmart in my house, especially like if I have small children or something around where they can just come in at any point and deliver.
Well, if you have small children home, hopefully something else is home too. No, we're just leaving the small children at home. Walmart will be by, honey, at 10 o'clock. Don't worry. They're gonna pat you on the head.
They're with Fido, the dog.
Oh, there you go.
He'll protect them. Or she. If it's a girl dog.
Or even if I'm not at home and they come in. Yeah, I don't.
I know, it's a lot of trust. Well, Walmart, I actually, what's funny, I trust Walmart more than Amazon.
Just because Amazon's just.
Has lots of issues.
They have lots of issues, and they also have, like, they're not the ones doing the delivering for this. That stuff is, are they? They're contracting out through other companies.
For the most part, they're contracting out.
And they're not necessarily vetted, like, security-wise.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Walmart's security is any better, like, vetting it.
They're saying they're vetting.
Yeah, they're saying that.
But at least they're Walmart employees.
Yeah, you got that. And so they're directly responsible for anything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're more responsible than Amazon would be.
And they also identified the camera issue.
Yeah, because Amazon can just be like, oh, this delivery driver from so-and-so delivery company did this thing. I'm sorry. Take it up with them. Whereas Walmart would have to take more of a stance on it, potentially. Potentially. So.
I guess since we moved to Amazon,
we've
been talking about this review for a while now.
Which one?
The Amazon.
Oh, the
Echo Auto.
The Echo Auto. So, my impressions.
Okay, so I guess we should do backstory. So, there's this device that Amazon put on. And we've explained this before, but we'll explain it again. There's this device that Amazon put on a pre-order list or waiting list for a long time ago.
It was like last year in August, I think, is when I got put on that list.
Yeah, pretty sure I did. I don't know if I did now. But so we got on the list. And it was what, going to be initially $50?
Yeah. And it's $50, but when you're on the pre-order, you can get it for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with the actual device and a vent mount, which is an interesting design, the vent mount is, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah. So, Anthony got the email saying, you've been approved.
I've been approved. If I buy this in the next 7 days, I can get it. If I don't, it's gone again.
Yep. And the other thing that's also been interesting about this is this device, the reviewing on it has been shut down. So can't review it either now.
Yeah, you can't review it anymore.
You can't see what people think. And we have some tales to tell about this. So let Anthony start it off.
So since it was my device, and because Bill really wanted to try it out, I grudgingly put it into my vehicle. And I have an iPhone. So in order for to pair it, you turn it on, plug it in, then you go into the Amazon app, specifically the assistant one, and you set it up as if it's any other Echo device. That part works out pretty well, it pairs up pretty well, and then it just plays through your Bluetooth on your phone. And whenever you trigger it, it goes through just fine, relays the stuff just fine. However, if you close the app, like if you go to the home screen, go to another app, it's fine, it still works. But if you close it, like go into the task, like the window manager or whatever, and like swipe up or however you do it on your phone, it won't work anymore. It'll say it's having trouble connecting to the app, which is kind of an issue with iPhones, and that's not the only app that's like that, but it was kind of a deal breaker for me. And also, it was, I think it says on there somewhere, and I don't know the exact verbiage of this, but somewhere on the Amazon Auto, Echo Auto website,
yeah,
product page for it, it says something along the lines of, if you have a Bluetooth, like if your car is already Bluetooth enabled, you're not going to get a whole lot out of this. And mine was already Bluetooth enabled, and especially with mine, if I can press the assistant button on my steering wheel, and if I just press it, it triggers my truck one, but if I actually hold down on it, it'll actually trigger the Siri assistant on my phone. And since I already have something like that, the auto was just kind of pointless for me. And it also had like a weird side effect of, on my watch, I have in the middle, since I have the modular one, I have Now Playing on there. When the Amazon app was open, the assistant one, I mean, the Madam A1, it basically was always saying, Amazon is Now Playing or something like that. And I think it was either was now playing or pause, whatever, but still it was annoying to me and I didn't like it. And I had some issues where it didn't fully connect sometimes, and then the queries that I would ask it got like cached. And so when it turned on again and actually connected, it responded randomly. And sometimes it just takes a long time. Like it doesn't even say like, please wait while I like get this response or something like that. It just doesn't say anything, and then it just starts talking randomly like 3 minutes later. And I also think I don't think it was designed for like people driving on the left side of the road, because when you like the way you're supposed to mount it, the cable comes out on the right side.
I admit that was kind of weird.
And if you're on a left side driving car, or sorry, if your car has a driver's seat on the left side and you're mounting it, like if you're mounting it on like a left vent, like on the other side of your steering wheel, like on the left side of it, that's fine. That's probably fine. But most people mount that kind of stuff on the right, and it would drape over their like
entire system,
instrument like column, yeah, for the radio and stuff. And they have like a kind of a little thimble that pops out right below it where you can tuck the cord into it, but it's still, you still have that loop. And it makes me think that they, either someone in England designed it or something, like an England-centric team did, or they designed it upside down or something. And the thimble, like, on the vent mount seems like a last-minute decision that they added on there to try to address the problem.
Interesting. I kind of looked at that.
Yeah. So, basically, I'm not impressed if you have an iPhone or if your car already has, like, Bluetooth enabled stuff and the assistant actually works well through it, then this isn't something that you'd want to get, I don't think.
Oh, the other thing, you also with the vent mount, so the Amazon or the Echo Auto has a magnet, so the vent mount has a magnet, and the thing, the Echo Auto, clips into it.
Yep.
Through the bag. Kind of nice, which is interesting, makes me want to. So when I was playing with it, it made it, what? That was awkward. That was definitely an awkward thing. And I put my stuff on the left side. So, and I definitely did want to turn around, but you turned around.
You can't see the light anymore.
Yeah, you don't know whether it's paying attention
down.
To. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
it now frowns at you instead of smiles.
Hey. So I actually took the vent off, the vent connector, and tossed it aside.
Mm-hmm.
It now currently sets right in front of my shifter column. I have a middle of the car shifter, not on the tree.
Okay.
But so it sits there. There's a few times it seems like it doesn't quite hear me. And I can understand there's a lot of vibrations that could be causing. There's a lot of various things. Most of the time, it's really, really, really good. So, also, my backstory, I have an Android phone.
Yeah, he has an Android phone. His car also isn't Bluetooth enabled.
Yep.
And in the past, in order to make it Bluetooth enabled, he had like an Anchor thing that had a Google Assistant on it. Which,
Nope. Okay, I have I have like a $12 or $20 Anchor Bluetooth. It has the on-off button, and it has a left and right button. And that's all it plugged into it had a USB plug, and it plugged into the car jack, or the headphone jack slot.
The
aux cable.
Yeah.
Which is what the Amazon, or the Echo Auto does. Same plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Plugged in. So Android lets you run apps in the background. I didn't even think about it.
iPhone does too, but that's a lot more restrictive on, like, if you close that app, there's not a service that runs in the background like there is with Android, which has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
Like, with the pros being once you kill it, it's gone. Like, it's not going to pay attention to you anymore. But the cons are once you kill it, it's gone. It's not going to pay attention to you anymore. Yes, I know they're the same.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for sure. Whereas with Android, there's usually service running in the background of some form.
Well, it asks for permission. I gave it permission.
It does ask for permission, and it's like you can kind of have services running in the background for iPhone, but I don't think anything that streams audio or something, I don't think you can have it do that because that's generally a pretty CPU intensive task. It's not intensive, but it does drain the battery. And so they generally kind of lock it down.
Mm.
But anyways, I don't know where I was on about all that. Oh, you have an Android.
Yes.
Cool. Cool story.
No. Well, you're explaining why this matters.
Yeah, you're right.
So I didn't even think about it. Closed up my phone. Closed down the app. Locked my phone. Put it in my pocket. Didn't even think about anything about it. I was like, oh, I don't know if it's going to work. Wait. Perfect time to check it now. Triggered. No problems. And they ended up, it also triggers Google.
Yeah, that's interesting to me that it triggers Google.
So it works for both of my assistants. Which is also funny. So I figured where I'd give Amazon permission to be triggered, I ended up making it where I ended up checking, like, could I trigger Amazon's? And no, I cannot. I only can do it through the Echo Auto.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So, but no, it's just nice because then I'm not, triggering the Amazon assistant with doing all that, by accident.
Keep looking around. What are you looking for? Okay.
Fluttering.
Okay. Well, yeah, so.
Magic. Did you see that ghost?
Yeah, he's inside this box now.
No. Is he friendly?
Yeah, so far. Well, yeah, so two different perspectives on it. And I don't know, like, if I had an older car or a car that just didn't have Bluetooth capability at all, I probably would have liked it. Because with the, I mean, like, an annoying thing on the phone, like, you can't have two apps playing at the same time, right? And the app can be, like, if the app is nice enough, it will pause the other one, do its stuff, and then resume the other one. But most apps aren't nice enough like that. They'll just pause it, take over, and then just leave it. I'm pretty sure, I didn't play with it enough, but pretty sure that's what it would have done with mine when I was using it. For you, it might be easier because they, like, and it might just be that on the iPhone they don't have that kind of control. So.
It's possible.
The app developers don't. But with mine, so if I was playing music and I triggered it, it would answer me. But because it hijacks the Bluetooth audio stream that goes to the car and plays over the car radio, which is good because you can hear it that way.
Yeah.
But it's bad because if you're like on listening to the radio or something, which you would also have this problem too with your car, but it would just not work or it would go from the radio, because I think my phone can hijack the stereo function to bring it back to the Bluetooth. Yep,
mine's not that smart.
Yeah, well, mine would do that, but it wouldn't go back afterwards. Yeah. So I'd have to manually do it. So there's just like, it, I don't think it was a very well thought out design, to be perfectly honest. But for cars that don't have Bluetooth,
or it's they probably don't have good assistant.
Yeah, or they don't have good assistant connectivity. Like so when I had my sorry, I'm gonna say this last part. Right. When I had my Subaru, which is what I did have that when I ordered this.
Mm-hmm.
My Subaru had the ability to trigger the assistant on my phone, but by the time it actually registered on the car, because of how much latency there was, it had already timed out on my phone. The actual assistant here would have helped fix it. Would have fixed that.
Interesting.
Because I could have just chose that I was going to use the aux cable. Like I was looking for a system like that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have been able to see the track information on the screen anymore. But
so that's something else. Okay. So with the Echo Auto, it only has the trigger the assistant button and mute or mm-hmm. don't listen button.
Yeah.
I do wish there was a forward, backward, pause, something, some additional buttons.
Well, it wasn't designed with that in mind.
I know, which really sucks.
Yeah.
Which means I've also gone back into playing. So I can tell it to play music, which usually plays Amazon or whatever else integration has. Doesn't integrate with Google, which is the service I pay for.
Yeah.
But I just turned it on. And I think even with Pocket Cast, Amazon has integration with Pocket Cast, which is really nice because Google does not like to work with other apps. I can't say, go use Pocket Cast, now play. It's like, well, I'm not going to play. I don't know how to play other things. We just don't do that. Amazon's like, hey, yep, you triggered it. You turned on the service. Therefore, all set. And the service is ups and downs. But I can also just go to the phone, click it, done. You know, it's like touching a radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to take a break. And then we'll be right back. And we're back. And there is Halloween Comic Fest coming up.
Halloween Comic Fest.
It is October 26th.
Why not on Halloween?
Because Halloween is not closer to it. On a weekend.
Oh.
Because the free comic book day weekend? Is the Saturdays. Yes, this is the closest pre-Saturday.
Okay.
So this is the second free comic book day in the year. So you can go to your local comic book store.
And get free comics.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
If they're participating, which a lot of them are.
Yes.
So it's exciting.
So, which also with Captain Bangles, the local comic book store, they're having theirs October 26th from noon to 5.
Their free comic book day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or their Halloween Comic Fest.
But they're one and the same.
Well, Free Comic Book Day technically is not Halloween. They are free comic books on this day, but this day is called Halloween Comic Fest.
Okay.
The other day is Free Comic Book Day.
But they're on the same day.
No.
No.
Free Comic Book Day is 6 months away.
It's usually around May.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's the first
to get the Saturday. Free comic books around Halloween, though. It is on the 26th.
This year. It's the last Saturday in October.
Okay, well, got it.
And May... So it
can even be after Halloween?
Halloween is the last day of the month.
Oh, derp.
There is no way there is a Saturday after Halloween in October.
I am tired. Hey, what if they ever... No, I'm not. It's not going to happen. I'm dumb.
It's kind of like how Friday the 13th fell on Sunday this month.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand the problem.
Exactly. So, and the official Free Comic Book Day, I shouldn't say official, the title Free Comic Book Day,
yes.
Halloween Comic Fest, the yes. title Free Comic Book Day is the first Saturday of May.
Okay.
But they're both free comic book days.
So that one could be on May the 4th.
It has been many times.
Okay.
It's a great day when it is.
I'm going to leave now.
You want to leave now?
I'm going to leave now.
So what? Get ready to go to Halloween Conquest?
I mean, my blunder.
Meh. You obviously haven't listened to the previous episodes. We're on 372. You don't think I have? I just keep doing it.
I don't know. I'm sure in the last 100 that I've been on or whatever, I've done that. They're probably close to 70. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's been more than a year.
That would mean over 52.
Potentially.
Actually.
You have had a...
No, couple. Over 2 years. I just got a Facebook notification about our... You know, we've been friends for so long.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
And you were at the Fandom Con.
Yeah, that was last year.
Were you not the previous one?
Nope.
Oh. Weren't you on the podcast on the previous one?
Nope.
Oh.
No, but Ted and I were.
That's why I think it
was been on for over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
So exciting.
It's funness.
Since we're talking about assistants, do you want to talk about the new Google one?
Sure.
That just got announced today. Well, announced on Wednesday the 16th.
You mean yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. It was
Everything Tuesday. I've been seeing, like when I read it this morning, it was like hours ago.
Yeah, because the event happened on Tuesday.
Okay. Anyways, it got announced this week.
There you go. So, what do you got?
No, it's just, they're calling it the Nest Mini now, instead of the Google Home Mini. And it basically looks the same. It's supposed to have 30% more bass, like punchier bass.
Okay, you're talking about the device. Are you talking about the assistants or the device? Because you kind of lost me there for a moment.
It's the device. They have a new mini, basically.
Okay, yeah, all these things were talked about during the Google event.
Well,
on Tuesday. But yes, continue with your
Google event.
Continue with your Nest Mini.
Anyways, it's still $50, which some could argue is still too much. And it is supposed to be a lot lighter. It does have those weird, like eye hole wall hooks on the back of it, so you can just hang it directly on the wall now instead of having to buy a mount for it. And the cloth is made out of apparently 100% recycled plastic, which is not what I thought they made the cloth out of. But yeah, it's supposed to be better. And the top touch panel is now enabled, like completely. Whereas in the last one, they found it was defective, and then they just disabled it forever. So that was a thing that I found out about, too. But yeah. Otherwise, it looks basically the same. And acts the same, I think.
Do you know why they called it the Nest Mini? Because
they're trying to move away from the Alphabet company.
Basically, they're trying to get the
Google name out of it.
So now everything is Nest.
Yeah, everything Google Assistant based is Nest. I kind of wonder if they're ever going to change the trigger word to allow, like, hey Nest or something. Sorry if you're in the future and that triggers your assistants. I apologize.
Is that along the lines of the Nest thermostats?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Okay. And Google owns both?
Yeah.
Alphabet owns it all.
Alphabet owns both of them. It was kind of weird. I think, wasn't Nest like part of Google, and then it wasn't, and it was part of Google again.
It was part of Alphabet, but it was separate. Nest was technically separate from the assistants and the Google apps, and then they brought them all together under the Nest name. Actually, Nest used to be its own company before Google bought it. Yeah, this is one of those that got put, because when the Nest smoke detectors first came out, they weren't under Google initially. So this is them making their brand recognition or their brand style smart thing, which is interesting because Amazon doesn't care. They're putting their name on everything.
This does kind of upset me, though, because the music quality is better on this one, and I just bought a bunch of them. They were on sale, so there's that. But because the music, like, audio quality on these new ones is supposed to be much better.
Are they comparable with the regular Google Homes?
No, I think the regular Google Homes are probably still better. They just have more speakers to play with.
Well, yeah. And, you know, as they talked about the event,
New phone?
A new phone. A Pixel 4 and a Pixel 4 XL. Which you can buy. Or you can pre-order right now, actually.
Are they... How much better are they from their Pixel 3?
There's no notch.
Oh, okay. Is there a pinhole?
No. There's a...
So that's how Samsung got around that.
There is a giant forehead and a giant chin.
Wait, they went back to that?
They went back to the giant forehead and giant chin.
They took some design liberties on the rear camera, I see.
It kind of looks a lot like another phone brand.
Yeah, weird.
I know, this giant phone that kind of pushes out a little bit. Though the orange one is kind of interesting. I admit, I was looking at. So, yeah, because we did it with Apple, obviously we're going to do this with Google.
What's that?
Price as expensive as you can get.
Okay, scroll back up a little bit. I just don't know. Yeah, it's got a big forehead.
Yes.
Like so I'm fine with that. I don't get why they still curve the screen on phones like this.
What do you guys
curve
mean?
The outside edges.
What do you guys mean by big forehead exactly?
There's a...
So right up at the top of your phone...
There's just a big bezel.
Yeah. So they start doing the notches and the hole punches and the audio things. So this has a lot of space at the top that your speaker and your camera sits and whatever else sits up there.
And
it doesn't...
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I don't understand, though, why they still curve the screens, like, on the sides. Because there's no point in doing it now. Like, at least when...
Oh,
like,
once you...
that have notches, it's because they're going right up next to the edge. Whereas on these ones, they're curved even though they have the big bezels on the top. Like, yeah. That's curved. It looks curved, at least.
It is. But you're saying...
It might not be, though.
So you're saying have it square, more square,
yeah, like
instead curved?
The screens should just be squared. There's no reason to have them curved. Can you scroll down, please, again?
Because if you drop a square phone, it'll just shatter.
No. It's still going to shatter anyways.
Okay.
I guarantee you they didn't cut... I'm not going to guarantee you, but I'm pretty sure they didn't custom fab a screen to not have pixels in that bottom part. If anything, they're still there. They're just turned off or disabled in some form. Like, you're just missing out on pixels there. Like, I've never gotten that. I think your phone does that too. It has the... At least on the bottom, it curves.
Yes.
Like, the screen actually curves.
I have a small chin. I guess it's, you know, the...
Yeah, but it's still, it's the same point, though, like...
And their chin is kind of small.
They're not, like, it's not touching the bottom. And yet, it's still... Okay, here it makes sense. On the top one, it doesn't, though.
Okay.
Because it's actually almost about down as far as it could be.
It is a small chin. So, that's the other stuff also this phone has... Gesture, not just touch gesture, but also like wave your hand over it gesture.
Oh, they're going back to that. Or not there. I think Samsung had that, but you had to have it in view of the...
I don't know about Samsung. I know the OnePlus phones do. And they... I've been kind of looking at them.
That's kind of cool.
Yes. But this one, they're gaining it with the waving of the hand and all that stuff. But the assistant's supposed to work way, way better. They actually, that's the other things. They identified all this hardware coming out, but they mostly want to talk about the assistant and the software, and they're obviously dark mode, and which is nice. I'm still waiting on my dark modes, all of them. Like, I'm getting lots of dark modes. Microsoft Outlook, I love. They did the thing, because I had dark mode,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have real dark mode, and about a week ago, they got it, where your message is also in dark mode. It's not, you have a dark Outlook with a bright white message.
Oh, I hate that.
Now, the message is in black with white text. And it looks pretty.
Oh, okay.
That actually, was it OneNote has been getting it? Supposedly, I haven't played around with it or hunt down. Word has it. Like, all these apps actually are getting it. And whether it's on your computer, iOS, Android, Windows, whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to have to play around with these to see how well this works and looks. Because I don't have Android 10. So which means I don't have a global feature. I have to check all my apps individually.
Hey, I got a new phone for you.
All right, so back on that.
Okay.
It's good.
Yes?
It has lots of greatness. It okay. has, you know...
I'm hearing a no, and I want to know why.
The Google phone is... The Pixels are just the same idea as doing the Apple phones.
Yeah.
They are the best. They are built for the operating system. You will get the latest and greatest updates. You will get the latest and greatest security feature updates. It will. There's all sorts of greatness. Oh, and also they're in the... a lot of that stuff in the chin. Supposed to have better facial recognition. All this, yeah, you're looking at through the website that has all sorts of, this waving at your thing. Oh, they also introduced walking mode.
Explain.
So you can quickly look down at your phone and like, oh, I'm just going to walk over here. So it actually gives you better directions. They finally opened that up to the public.
Oh, I see.
And it also gives you turn by turn walking mode. So you don't have to pull your phone out of your pocket
to look.
Yeah, it's like, am I going the right way? It's like, hey, or if you have your headphones on, mm-hmm. it's just gonna tell you.
Just gonna tell you.
So,
talking about the Google.
Yeah, and then membership. You get your 3 months of 100 gig. You get the Google One, you get 3 months of your online storage, and I admit you get the full upgrade of your photos, but. Honestly, high quality is just fine. You get plenty of free of that. Yeah, there's orange. I meant the orange one I looked at. I priced that one. Though once you go the Pixel 4 XL, you're up there. Pixel 4 XL, 128 gig storage. Decent, lots of decentness. Oh, it even comes with a really cool orange case. That might not be terrible. But $1,000.
Yeah, for the XL.
Mm-hmm.
That's still cheaper than the iPhone.
Yeah, but...
But?
I decided to look around.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that previous phone I mentioned?
The iPhone?
No.
Oh, the OnePlus?
The OnePlus.
Yeah.
So the OnePlus 7T is about to come out as well. It has same amount of storage. More memory.
Yeah.
Because this one, I think, I forget if it's six.
6 gigs or whatever?
Yeah. I'd have to, quickly click on the tech specs.
I don't know. The whole memory thing doesn't really matter much to me.
And the Pixel 4 does get the full screen because that bezel does cut out on the 3. So you do get a bigger screen on the Pixel 4.
Yeah.
The OnePlus, though, bigger screen, better processor, more memory. Gesture, all that.
600. Does it still have chins?
Oh, actually, I should really go. It does not have a forehead. It has a dot. It has a punch.
Okay, so they did the same thing that Samsung did.
But at the front, top center, not top right.
Yeah, I'd prefer that. Like, I don't know why Samsung did it that way. Maybe because they figure there's not a lot of stuff up there, but it just looks weird. Oh, yeah. That's not even that bad.
No, it's amazing. It is amazing.
Like, that's not even a punch. That's like a divot.
Yeah, it's like a divot. And the chin.
Which makes sense.
Chin is teeny tiny.
Yeah, that actually looks pretty sick.
Like, it's almost to the edge.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that much money. Yeah. And it's a 90 hertz display.
It is.
For people, that matters too.
It is awesome. Freaking amazing. They still have the camera that pops out a little bit.
Yeah, but if you put a case on, it's not that big of a deal, which most people are going to have a case.
It does have 2x optical, which honestly is phones are coming out with optical now.
Mm-hmm.
More and more.
They're not necessarily... They are optical in that it is a literal zoom, but they're not like oscillating in and out.
Well, it's not digital. Yeah, you also have space and everything. And it's not digital, which means better.
Yeah, it's better, and you're basically just switching between different cameras. That's why it has the 2x optical zoom, but still cool.
Yeah, look how teeny that chin is down there, and the teeny tiny little divot at the top for your camera, your front-facing camera is.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty, and I do like OnePlus. They're a nice company.
OnePlus is so good that their phones, they can upgrade their phones to the Android 10 version.
Yeah, like as soon as it comes out, or
well, they're yeah, they can they're upgrading all their phones mm-hmm. to Android 10.
Nice.
Well, their version of Android 10, obviously, because but their phones can take this stuff.
Yeah,
there's not many phones that can do that.
Well, it's not.
Actually, there is no phone that can. Actually, Google barely pulled that off.
It's not that they can't, like, the phones can run it. They're just not going to because they're the company that made them isn't going to pour the resources into doing it.
True.
So, the fact that OnePlus is doing that is cool. They're also doing the triple camera, so that makes sense. They got ultra-wide, 2x telephoto, and then they got the other one.
It's pretty. Oh, they're advertising. So, this one has the better chip in it.
The Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 Plus?
Yes. Well, the Google has 855.
Yeah, the Pixel is supposed to be the best like phone, but they don't. They're definitely, like, as far as tech stuff, they're usually kind of a step backwards, usually, aren't they?
But their camera is really, really good.
What's warp charge? Oh, fast charging?
Yes.
Nice. That's not bad. Like, that's not a bad phone. That's good. Looks cool. What's the battery life like?
Yeah, everyone says one day. I believe it when I see it. You're supposed to be able to get 70% charge in just 30 minutes with that charging. Oh, and also fingerprint scanner on the front.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of do like that.
Yeah, it uses like echo location, I think, to do it. Like through the screen. It's kind of weird.
That's nice if it charges that fast.
It's really hard on batteries, though, when you do that.
Well, that you can charge 70 to 80% rapidly and slow down the rest, so it's not nearly as bad.
Yeah, but it's still harder on it. It still heats it up, which degrades it. But that's whatever.
And they have the trade-in. Both of these companies have the trade-in if you stay loyal.
Yeah, so does Apple.
Yeah, so is Apple.
Which is cool.
A lot of companies, there's still lots and lots of companies that don't unless you do it through your carrier.
Mm-hmm. Does Samsung have a trade-in program?
I don't know.
I don't know that they do because they mostly deal through carriers
mm-hmm.
still.
I don't think LG does. That's why I'm like disappointed. I'm like, eh. I'm thinking about these. So this is the phone I'm thinking. $400 less and a better phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd definitely do this over the Pixel.
Yeah.
Did you make this one as expensive as you could?
Yeah, it did.
How much was it?
$600.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is... They don't have a lot of upgrade options out of it. It's available in 2 days, so yeah. So 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs storage. Like, it is... This isn't a... Hey, we're going to sell you a phone with upgrade options. It is, no, we're providing you a phone.
Mm-hmm.
There is... Yeah, your options are... Glacier blue or frosted silver.
I'd get glacier blue. I like that blue. Because it's like a gradient.
Yeah. It's available. Like it. And by the time this podcast posts to the normal people, it's available.
Yeah. You guys can get it if it's not sold out.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. I'm glad that this happened because I almost got me pre-ordered the Pixel 4 Plus or 4 XL Orange. With 128.
Did you pre-order this already?
No, you can't pre-order it yet.
Oh, they don't.
You can only notify when it's available. At this exact moment of this recording.
Okay.
Like I said, public release, it's available.
Is this kind of like, do you have to order this or can you get it from like a Best Buy?
I'm sure you probably find it through whatever retailer, depending on what's available.
Okay. Yeah, this is cool. Like, I do like this phone. Though I'm probably not going to switch to Android.
I understand. But I've invested too much.
If I were to, this would probably be the phone I'd pick. It supports all of the 4G LTE carriers in the US.
I'll have to double check if it supports the band I care about on T-Mobile.
Looks like it does.
Is it 71? Is that the one I care about? It might be the next one. There might be another band.
I don't know.
I have to double check that. Yeah. The low band. Wideband.
You'll have to see.
Maybe. don't know. I might just wait.
Wait for what?
Next gen. My phone's only a year old.
Oh, I see.
It's only slightly annoying right now.
Mine's two generations old.
Yeah.
I like it still.
My...
And it even has a chip.
But you can
it.
Even get the current... That's the thing that sucks. You can get the current OS on yours.
Mm-hmm.
I barely got the last one.
Yeah. That's what I hated about Android the most.
That's why I'm thinking Google and or OnePlus. OnePlus actually forces that stuff out too.
Or, like, I think my 5X has, I think, the last one. And the Nexus, I mean.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, a Motorola one. I don't remember what it was called. It was, like, a turbo charge or whatever.
Yeah.
And it got the latest stuff, too. But it's so slow.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I don't... It just is so slow. It's hard to use. Because I reset it and... upgraded it the other day just to see if I'd like it still. Nope.
Oh, well.
Do you have other stuff you want to talk about? Or should we cut it here?
We should probably cut it. We'll go with Anna's last words. Anna.
You should pick up a free comic book on October 26th this year during the Comic Fest.
There's apparently... it's impossible to have a last Saturday in October after... Halloween. Now you know.
So, the guy is trying to sell me a coffin. Ha! That's the last thing I need.